Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob, before we get started, and I'm not talking to my Rob, I'm talking to the other Rob. Rob, before we get started, what is the beverage that's on the counter? Just out of idle curiosity. We have Rob and Joe here, by the way.
Rob and Joe.
Hello.
Give it up. They'll be joining us today. Woo. We're very excited about that. Haven't had them in a while. So what is that? Is that a Starbucks product?
It's a very manly hazelnut Starbucks double shot energy. Homosexual fortified coffee drink. Cheers.
It has estrogen in it.
You know
what's
now
super?
And then you're glad you asked, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you're glad you asked.
Mike, that's it's a super it choice to have canned coffee when you actually have a Starbucks on the first floor of your building. Because there's nothing better than coffee that brewed 8 months ago.
So true.
Yep.
Do you know, when I come to D.C., I'd never patronized Starbucks. I don't drink a lot of coffee, and so I never. And because it's in the building and it's there, you have to use it.
It's
right?
Almost required. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
you
it's
don't
a
have
decent
to buy eight pastries, but
no,
you know.
Morning bun.
You do that.
Well, you know what? They're right there, Oscar.
And to be fair, he shared.
They're in the cabinet or the case or
the
whatever
cabinet.
It's called. It's right there. They're in the cabinet.
They're in the fat cabinet.
I came up one morning, guys, and Mike was in a little conference room area, and he looked like he had brought breakfast for everyone. You know when people bring like big bags, and it was really just breakfast for him.
You cross a level when Starbucks sends you in with a shopping bag with handles.
It's different. With handles. Yes, those were my handles, my delightful love handles. Man, I'll tell you. Starbucks, really, I mean, it's known for its beverages, but man, that is some good eating. It really is. Absolutely. Well, it's Wednesday. We all know what that means.
Yeah, it's
time
not
to get
about
into our
Starbucks.
Mailbag. I think it's not about us at all. It's not about Rob and Joe. It's not about Oscar. It's not about Rob. Not about Mike. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
That's right. Dave Hollinger.
Hey.
Dave Hollinger of Henderson, Nevada has a dog that he named after Charlie Stewang Stavola.
That's nice, isn't it?
And he has a 47th birthday on March 6th. He says, stay golden, pony boy. Is Pony back today?
Pony is back.
Pony's here, yeah.
Pony,
here.
I'm so sorry, man. Sorry about your grandfather. And really, my sympathies go out to you and your whole family. Okay?
Gave you the thumbs up. He's off mic.
Right on.
Mike.
Fellow Irishman Kevin McKibben. What a great name. Kevin, there once was a man named McKibben.
Hey, don't read
write
ahead.
Your own.
Don't read ahead.
Kevin McKibben has a March 4th birthday. He is a 20-year listener and is happy to be in his colostomy bag 50s. Wonderful. Is there anything better than 24-year-old twins? No siree, sir. Happy birthday to John and Nicholas Kelly, who would love our traditional birthday song. So, okay.
Right.
You know, since it's twins, we'll do this for John and Nicholas, the Kelly brothers, the twins, the Kelly twins.
Right.
Our traditional birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Colostomy bag.
Yeah. No, wrong age.
Happy birthday to you.
Susan Pankey.
Pankey.
Turns 44 on Friday. She is smoking hot, but has never gotten a TMOS birthday greeting because her husband is a moron.
Wow.
Yeah. But we can fix that. Happy birthday, Susan.
Yeah, we can't fix the fact that he's a moron.
At least complain.
You just leave
him. Does that mean that Susan Parker sent us the greeting herself?
No, the husband did, and it was his mea culpa that he was a moron.
All right, Susan. Oh, so the husband did that.
Yes,
Super
yes.
Box Jessica Cameron just completed her 44th trip around the sun.
Her words, not mine.
And she'd like to apologize for ignoring Oscar at the Reno meet and greet. Is that me?
Oh,
no.
Oh,
Apparently, the gods on high have a text.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That has never happened before. Ladies and gentlemen, we have experienced a software update. Software update. Oh, man. That'll never happen.
The fidelity was fantastic.
Was perfect.
In the words of Shep Smith. You know what? Because I just was completely taken aback.
So did the wild thing in technology happen where you realize you can get phone calls on your computer?
I have to admit. I have the software update. Never got them before on my little my MacBook Air. But recently, probably the last week, I've been getting them. But it's a simple mute button that I forgot to press before the show started.
No problem, Mike. You're an important man. You get lots of calls.
Yes, I sure hope it wasn't an emergency. Anyway, where are we here?
Was it your daughter?
I don't know.
I think you left off at Superbox. Jessica
now,
Cameron.
Now it's going to bother me for the rest of the show.
Mike, you can let it go. You're good at that.
Yeah,
very good.
Not like,
at all.
Like they sing
really,
in that movie.
Really good at letting it go.
Let it go.
I'll be right back.
Oh no! God!
This is an example.
His phone is not in the room.
Yeah, this is
and
Mike.
The software update to his Mac allows him to answer phone calls on his Mac when his phone is not in the room.
What's really, really horrible is I have, you know, at my desk is where I keep all my electronics. My settings were off. Someone called my cell phone. Everything rang.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I mean, the walls were shaking.
Great for someone that wants to stay connected. Horrible for someone that has a creeper in their life.
Exactly.
Because you could be in the family room.
By the way.
And if she calls or texts, everyone sees it.
Here's while we wait. Here's an example of Mike letting it go. It's not like we were doing anything.
Oh, please, you're right.
Yeah, we were just, you know, doing a show.
Snow glows white on the mountain Not a footprint to be seen.
Oh, the princess is back.
I didn't know you were starting early. Or you mean at the regular time that we always start at?
Yes, but to be fair, Mike, we've only been doing it for 8 months.
Wow. Wow, there'll be some beatings today.
Hey.
No.
Was that the queen
not.
Of the castle?
I mean, she'll beat me up. Yeah,
didn't you
queen.
See the Oscars?
Yeah.
That big speech.
Yeah, I know. That's McQueen. That's McQueen.
All right, back to the birthdays already in progress.
All right, Rob Clarkson tells us that it is, hold on. The Superbox Jessica
That's
Cameron
it.
Just completed her 44th trip around the sun. She'd like to apologize for ignoring Oscar at the Reno meet and greet. She claims that she was starstruck. She was so overwhelmed by you,
yeah,
Oscar.
Yeah, I got a lot of a cold shoulder. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Ah.
And Jessica, I apologize to you for that phone call during your birthday segment. Rob Clarkson tells us that today is the last day of his douchebag 30s, but I bet that he can continue douching it up for many years if he just applies himself.
That was an editor's comment.
You gotta have goals.
Scott Wilson turned 52 last weekend, and we met him in Bar Harbor last summer. Happy birthday, Coach. He's a coach, Rob?
He is a coach, and his daughter was very pleased that we were able to mention him. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Matt Todd is a great guy, and he's about to turn 34. Attaboy, Matt. also, a big happy birthday to Mike Pollock. You got to love a guy named after a fish.
Yes.
Good guy. Mike Pollock, and a wonderful painter, too, that guy that did all the squiggly lines.
And a derogatory term for my people.
Well, if you pronounce it differently,
that's right,
yeah,
that's
but
right.
You'd have to take an L out.
That's right.
Let me see. March 3rd was the birthday of Alexander Graham Bell, Tone Loc, Jessica Biel. Are you putting celebrity birthdays on
this
the show
guy,
now? That's
this guy
that's
did
against
it.
My code.
No, this
that's
guy
against
did it.
My DJ code. What
Tone
is this? The Electric Weenie.
It's a good group, though.
Yeah, it's solid.
It is solid. They all used to
hang out.
All
right, let me see. Alexander Graham Bell on March 3rd, Tone Loc, Jessica Biel. And listener Jeff Carroll, or Carell.
Carell,
the big four.
He'd like a birthday greeting from the Loudoun County Public Schools public information officer, Wade Beard.
Byard. Here's his birthday
Wade
greeting,
Byard.
Mike. Here it is.
Good evening. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer from Loudoun County Public School.
Happy birthday.
When is Wade going to get, like, you know, the heads up that he's on the show on a frequent basis?
You know what? Wade has his own, like, memes. On the internet. So Wade knows it. He digs it.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows.
Would you like to, why don't you ask me where Wade works?
Where does Wade work?
Loudoun County.
Mike, if I were to book him, could we speak to him?
Only if you did the interview.
Done. I'm calling him.
But an expose.
And Oscar and I would just sit quietly by and maybe chime in if we really
like
wanted.
Like a fern to fern.
You think you'll be able to get him?
I don't know. Kind of his hot season right now.
A tough get, Joe. Absolutely. Okay, on to our letters.
I love Joe.
It was a tough get. To Mike and the gang, many, many years ago. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me just
take a breath. He'll be all right.
That was funny. Many, many years ago, in a town far away, a little girl was born. She would come to be known as Andrea of the House of Jones.
This is by far, Mike, the worst letter this week. This guy grew, really thought he knew what he was doing.
As she grew, her legend did too. Her love for Old Navy eventually led her to the sea, where she captained a clipper ship and smuggled Girl Scout cookies into Honduras. I'm waiting for the funny.
This is like a Game of Thrones reference. I'm with him.
You are. All right, very good. Oscar's tracking with it. Yes. You know that means it's good.
Sure.
All right. February 27th was her birthday, and if you would do me the distinct honor of offering her a word of salutation, it would make her day. We love you guys and never miss a show. You feel like family to us. Sincerely, Simeon Jones, wife of Andrea Jones.
That's sweet.
So it's Andrea's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Andrea, and I'm sorry for my snarky comment there. I think it's I didn't realize it was a birthday greeting.
Yeah.
And now that I know it's a birthday greeting, that changes almost everything.
I tell you what,
it's very sweet.
Simeon, even after that, I cut out like 2/3 of your letter. Just relax, pal.
Her name
Kelly
is Andrea,
Cassidy wrote in to tell us that this year, like so many others, her birthday falls on March 5th. She'd love a greeting from any U.S. president we choose. All right? Well, let's bring one in. All right? He's just out in the hallway. I don't
know.
It's a random president.
Right.
Okay? All right?
Hello, Mr. President.
Attacking people for personal use of email is bullshit.
Hey! Hey! Love the painting.
That. You seem to have an agenda today. Sure.
Whoa.
I love the painting. Dear TMOS, the last time I wrote you was during my visit to Saudi Arabia, and now I'm en route to a land of mystery called India.
Ooh.
You should see a massive spike in listeners once I've alerted the 1.2 billion person population of your fun and thrills. Last time I wrote, I challenged you all to provide a rib-tickling limerick. Needless to say, Rob went blue. Oscar failed completely due to cultural issues. Mike did okay, and Ponyboy was not invited to participate. Could you try busting a limerick one more time? I'll start one for you. There once was a boy nicknamed Pony. All right. Are we doing it?
Yes.
Now, here's one that's written by Rob.
Yeah, I already wrote one in advance.
Oh. So all right, cheater. So,
well, no, not really.
This is the one. Rob's had time to think, prepare, have a have a drink, and do it the right way. All right, this is by Rob.
Yes.
There once was a boy nicknamed Pony who spent much of his time all lonely. He struggled to date and never could mate, but at least he'll never pay alimony. Thank you.
I can't do any better than that. Jesus.
Is that Walt Whitman?
Yeah, it is. Leaves of Grass.
All right, I'll try it off the top of my head.
Very good.
There once was a boy nicknamed Pony whose fingers were yellow and bony. He smoked all day long and had a big schlong.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I ran out of it. You want to try one?
I guess I'll try.
Get ready, America.
There once was a boy named Pony. He sure was a great homie. That's all I got.
Thank you. That's the end of the experiment.
Yeah. All you have is something that doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it was more of a couplet, really.
Yes, very good. All right, I don't like tasks.
Iambic pentameter.
Another letter comes in. Good sirs, I had been an avid listener from 2001 to 2005, but then went on a quest for higher learning. Tell Oscar he can have one of my masters if he likes.
He's the fancy pants.
I did not listen because my interest turned to booze and broads, mostly booze due to a lack of broads. Upon my return to the Baltimore area, my brother informed me that Mike O'Mara now had a podcast that was reminiscent of the show that bonded us. Since that time, TMOS has been a staple of my daily routine. More recently, it has kept me sane during a time I was questioning my career choice. The show has helped to remind me to keep keeping on and the real things in life that matter. How you treat others, friends, family, and getting it. So I thank you all for that. That's terrific.
That's very, very nice.
Super sweet.
I try to support the show as much as I can. I am a Harry's user and rave about it to all my friends and family. My face is thankful, and manscaping is now so much more enjoyable.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Well, there's some information we didn't really need.
Heavy roughage.
Be very
cut right through it.
Yeah.
I also make many purchases through the Amazon portal, and I also plan on purchasing the bonus show package as soon as I can. Five a week is not enough. Don't change a thing. Best wishes, Matt Cranston of Baltimore, Maryland.
And Matt, thank you, Matt. Too.
Thank you, Matt. We really appreciate that.
Super cool.
Five-year-old Lucy Smolar would love a happy birthday greeting from Rob as Norville Shaggy Rogers from Scooby-Doo. The real Scooby-Doo, not the one Mike found on the internet last week. Okay, very good.
Like, Lucy, happy birthday! We have some cake back in the mystery machine, but don't get into a van with a stranger. Zoinks!
Ah, she'll love
pretty
that.
Pretty good.
That was wonderful.
Pretty good.
That's terrific.
Can.
And the one last week was mighty entertaining. Chris Heilig writes, March 6th is my birthday, and I really would like it if Grease Bane could do his Martini Time sign-off for me. Now, I don't know the Grease Man show that well, but I know the Martini Time sign-off.
I've typed it out for you there, Mike.
Oh, okay, so I can do this as Bane. Yeah. All right. Hold on.
Hey, this means it's time to slip out of these Grecian formula-stained headphones and slip into that crystal-clear liquid that takes me away from all my sadness and all my pain. Hobble-doo-gah!
Very good.
Beautiful.
My friend Ralph Rice.
Yeah.
Oh, fried. Ralph Rice writes, it's my birthday and I can't find an old friend. Sad face. Yes, it's true. We may have had a few too many, many times. It may also be true. He blew up the bathroom at the Verizon Center. Yes, he's talking about me.
Yeah.
In the coaches club. And it may be true. We laughed, open mouth laughed, in Pat Sajak's face. Yes, we did. This was the time that my buddy Officer Rice, he of the, formerly, I believe, of the Arlington County Motor Squad, we had a few cocktails, a few adult beverages at the hockey game, and then I blew up the bathroom, and we will not go into the hairy details with that, but I did approach Pat Sajak, who is a local, and believe it or not, Pat lives around the Washington, D.C. area when he's not taping Wheel of Fortune, and I walked out and said, 30 years ago, Pat Sajak, you're on the Donna Mike Show, you remember me? And then he ran away. And it says here Ralph Rice is drinking now, but if you see Mr. Mike, please tell him my heart is broken, my knee hurts, my liver hates me, and I miss my hockey buddy, another sad face. I'm sorry, Ralph. I'm sorry I'm not up there with you. And F my birthday. Signed, Fried. Fried, I love you, and I hope you're doing well. Start the show, you hump rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
For example, I got this one kid, right? He was bogged down by student loans. Turns out his mother needed triple bypass surgery.
Jesus.
Right. Well, we got him in at the market at the right time, chose the right stock. We gave him the right guidance. Boom, overnight. Changed his entire life, you know, got to put his mother into the best hospital in New York City. It's just about setting up the right team, and then overnight your life can change.
What is an intern making a deal like that?
Well, in that situation, north of $500,000. And I do that for anybody, you know, anybody that needs the proper guidance.
Can you say that again? Just the way you said it. Just the same way.
I don't know what you're talking
about. No, come on, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know
just say the same. I think what Jordan just did is if I'm not mistaken, you just tried to bribe a federal officer.
No, technically I didn't bribe anybody.
No, that's not the conversation.
No. According to the U.S. Criminal Code, there needs to be an exact dollar figure for an exchange of services that would not hold up in a court of law.
That's not how I heard it.
No. That's the truth. But I want to tell you this.
Yeah.
The same gentleman that told me that you tried to get your broker's license also told me that you were a straight arrow.
You ran a security check on me.
Now, when you sail on a boat fit for a Bond villain, sometimes you need to play the part, right? I think it's time you both get the f*** off my boat. What do you say?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Piper Studios from sunny, funny, happy Southwest Florida, the best exotic marigold community I'm down here with all of you in our nation's capital, also up there in D.C., where they're getting another one.
Oh, it's going to be
cold as anyway.
Beautiful. It's beautiful up here. Gorgeous day, as always.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services, and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Oscar is a huge fan of the underwear that is provided by Mack Weldon.
10 out of 10, Mike. 10 out of 10.
I am here to tell you they are the greatest socks, the greatest dress socks I have ever put on my dogs. You will love Mack Weldon. You will love it. It's essentially underwear, really. Been the same for 50 years. Mack Weldon is here to upgrade your underwear drawer for 2015. Make a resolution to change your underwear. Let me tell you about the guys at Mack Weldon. They thought that underwear could be made better, and they did it. Mm-hmm. Great undershirts. They are in. Their socks are fantastic. Their undershirts are great as well. They're seamless cushion footbeds, super comfortable, and they stay up always. And here's the difference I noticed with my socks from Mack Weldon. The big difference. You know, remember Jerry Lewis used to wear one pair of socks every day?
And then throw them away.
And he'd throw them away. Right. But, I mean, anybody knows that wears dress socks. Dress socks, I don't know how many times you can launder them before they get to look a little
meh. Yeah, and you got to get rid of them.
Not the case with Mack Weldon. That's because they make them better and they last longer. MackWeldon.com has great multi-packs and starter kits. Here's a special deal just for our listeners. Go to MackWeldon.com and enter the code TMOS for $5 off plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50. Buy more, save more. Remember that name, MackWeldon.com. That's MackWeldon.com, and thank you.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. Once again, let's introduce Robin Joe from The Robin Joe Show.
Woo!
What's up, everybody?
You boys are very, very funny, and you're playing all around Washington, D.C. all the time. At least you were the last time we had you on the show. Are you still are. Gigging around the area?
We still are. I'll be at the D.C. Improv April 9th through Ooh. April 12th with the African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
How about you, Joe?
I will be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend.
Nice.
I'm with
you get to, do you get a little competitive feel with both of the, you know, it's one thing, like Rob came on and said, I'll be there in
DC
April.
DC Improv,
and then,
boom, bam.
And then Joe dives in, well, yeah, but I've got a gig this weekend.
No, I don't think it's coming. I mean, Rob has a ton of gigs up until then. That's probably the big, you know, there's only about three or four actual clubs in this area. So every other gig that you do is a one-nighter in some clam restaurant up in, you know, Falston.
Do you feel strange, though, Mike? You make a great point. Do you feel strange when one of you, because you're such good friends and you do a show together, and you keep track of each other's careers, is it strange when one of you has a gig one night and the other is just cooling their heels at home?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it is interesting that
for Rob,
he has to teach driver improvement. Yeah. I'm sure he feels worse about himself.
It's got to go back to that. All right,
Great reset, though.
He always references it. Yeah. It's a tradition. It's a tradition
right,
on our show.
I lost the bet on that. I bet the over.
your driver improvement.
Well,
record.
Joe doesn't work the DC Improv because they won't let him. And the Baltimore Comedy Factory won't work me because there was an incident a few years ago.
Well, can you explain why?
We need to get the explanation. Now, why, Joe, will you not be allowed to perform at the DC Improv?
No, I took a 4-year hiatus from comedy.
They didn't like that.
And now I'm an old man, and they are like, you know what? We'll go with some younger people. I just haven't been booked since I've been back.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I did. They do like a showcase. I did that, and then they have a side room, which I've worked as well. But I haven't been booked at the Improv.
The side room is like hell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 15 people. Yeah, it's awful.
Let me see if I've got it right. Isn't that the room? Like, there's no furniture in there, right? Isn't it? Do they have any furniture in the side room at all, or is it just a standing room only thing?
It's now nice. It's like 50. It's a table. It's a lounge. They've set it up nice, but it's like. You're like 50 feet away from where like
good
real
stuff is
fun
happening.
Stuff happens.
It's like having to get in the kiddie pool. It's smaller and it's filled with urine.
Yeah. Exactly like that. It says so on the
website. Rob, are you banned in Baltimore? Is that you don't go up to Baltimore? What's going on with
you? It's not that I'm banned in Baltimore. It's just that club.
Well, that's not true. We're both performing at that club.
But a solo. Yeah.
They headlined me a few years ago, and they felt like I didn't promote the show well enough. And then the racist owner
Oh my God!
Wow!
What?
Now, listen, right?
What could possibly
Dude,
go
wrong? Are you
kidding
me?
Wow! That is, oh my God!
Oh, no.
Your partner did not like that, Rob. Your partner did not like you.
Maybe he's just keeping it real, Mike. Rob's keeping it real.
Look at Oscar. Yeah, Oscar doesn't care. Keeping it real.
You know, Mike, you're not actually in the room with us. There was like an Einstein theory that was just proven. Distance was created when he said that. The two of them just became further apart.
Oh,
so
my. I mean, this is 5 years old now, Joe. If we haven't made up yet, that's not going to happen, right?
What, does he hate white people? I mean, what's his
issue?
Yeah,
who's his racism against?
Yeah.
He sends me an email after my weekend in which numbers were January 2nd and 3rd, which isn't exactly a prime weekend, which I was fine with getting. It was my first time headlining there.
Okay.
And the shows were, I would say, average attended, but well attended.
For a second and third after the new year. Yes.
Right. And I realize I'm going to get the bad weekend. I have no problem with that. And he sends me an email, and it's a picture of my headshot and a picture of an African child with... that's starving to death. Oh, and he says, at least, what's the difference between these two pictures? At least the child can draw flies.
Wow.
That is not okay.
So I'm sorry, Joe, if I'm upset about it.
Though I don't think, for what it's worth, the racism aspect, I think is.
Hello there, Joe. Listen, Rob, we want to see if you can come up the weekend. What's that day, the travel day, where everybody's traveling out of town?
Second, third.
Can you headline for me that night? Yeah, thanks a lot. By the way, I sent you an email. Okay.
But I'll send him my avails every week, though.
Let me say this one. You're super sensitive. Is that fair?
No, it's not. It's not fair.
No. But you are
super, I'm so upset that you said that.
But you are super sensitive. We've heard you just rage out against racism and different. I've seen this is not the first time. I've seen you do it before when we were shooting a TV show. I remember that. That was.
Are you
wild.
Still dating the black woman?
Yes, I am. And
Are you engaged? Are you engaged to the black woman?
No, because I'm racist.
No. Through all of this, the one thing that hasn't been said
and
is that you're
me,
racist.
Wait, Rob. Before we go on, I don't want to refer to her as the black woman. Can we get your lovely lady's name? Please?
Her name is Tawanda.
Tawanda. Yes. So let me say this. One is I know that you've probably dealt with this more than anybody else because you are in an interracial relationship, right?
Yes.
So, but when somebody sends you an email like that, is it for me? And even if it was Latinos in that space, the creative act of copying and pasting these pictures, digging at me, almost the comedy factor in the effort, almost says, you know what, probably not appropriate, but touche. Here we go.
You know, it seems to me that of late we have been experiencing a lot of that lately. You know, I know that I've seen some things online. For example, would it be fair to say 50%? Would it be 50-50? We'll laugh at the Madonna falling back with the cape, and 50% won't?
Yeah,
that's fair.
I think it's about right.
And then there's
the Saturday Night Live with
the ISIS.
With the ISIS sketch, which I thought was hysterical.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. Oh, of Dad, it's ISIS, and she jumps back in the pickup truck? That's hilarious.
I think that would be a smaller number of people who would probably not think that was funny. But, of course, there was this outrage online, and it seems like, you know, I'm somebody that I do not like people to justify bad behavior or saying horrible things by saying you're too sensitive. But I do sense that we've been in such a slow news cycle. There really hasn't been that much to rally around that I think people get a little more sensitive.
They look, you know what? They're looking for outrage, Mike.
Mike.
I think so.
Yes.
One last question with the dynamic here, if you don't mind. Before Rob just walks out of the room. I mean, Joe just walks out of the room.
I thought we escaped.
You don't know me at all. I'm staying.
Attaboy.
So did you write him back you're a racist 5 years ago? Did you say
we
this is a racist
a long,
email?
We had a back and forth email exchange. And
did you send any pictures?
No.
Good.
To be honest, the main reason I was upset is because I had worked that club for years and always crushed. And I know when I don't do well and when I do well. And that's a place I would always
You worked that club
crush.
For years and always what? What was
crush.
That word?
Crushed.
Do
crushed.
Great. Oh, you crushed. Fantastic. Yeah,
yeah. He excelled. Okay,
and then I crushed on my weekend. And
stand-up comedy terms.
On a dead weekend.
On
a
dead weekend.
Soft weekend, right?
And then he's like, well, we're only looking for features. That's the guy that goes second to groom as headliner. And since you obviously can't headline, then we no longer want to feature you. So now I'm out of working there. And
yeah.
And I see who you're working, not Joe, but other people. And I'm like, this guy can't be groomed to be a headliner. He can't be groomed to be what he's doing already. So it just bothered me that you worked there for years, then you finally get bumped up, and by all accounts, except for one person who matters, it was a successful weekend, and now I can never work the club again.
It's like working in radio.
Well, no, we know the feeling. You know you should have listened to me because it was back. Yeah. The gig was July 2nd and 3rd, and as I told you, and you didn't do it, you didn't want to listen, I told you, bring the sparklers. We'll take a break.
They are not happy, by the way. This is like 10 minutes into the show, and they hate each other.
No, Joe's mad at me.
But you know what? If there is one takeaway from that first segment, Mike, is they're not competitive.
Yeah. But we will be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory March 15th doing our murder mystery show.
That's right.
Well, maybe
Joe
will.
Please join Joe up there for his minstrel show. It should be very good. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Malley Show. It's all we
have to play. By now, you are more than familiar with all the guys at TMOS. Your host, Mike O'Mara.
We won't get any older and we won't ever die.
Audio mastermind, Rob Spiewak.
Es lebe die Nationalsozialistische Bewegung! Es lebe Deutschland!
And our favorite Bolivian, Oscar Santana. But are you aware that each week our boys do an extra show just for you, the dedicated listener?
Oh, you can't say that.
I don't give a shit. I know I'm losing and I want everybody to know.
You're playing the rules.
I don't care about the fucking rules.
All you need to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on TMOS bonus packages. If you can't figure it out from there, well, perhaps you don't get it.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Love me the homemade promos. That's fantastic. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
That's listener Eric Ford with way too much time on his hands.
Way to go, Eric.
Eric Ford, the best original concept yet in my eyes.
That was fantastic. Great. Yeah. I enjoyed that. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Vegas.com. Make no mistake, spring is really, as far as spring break is concerned with colleges, it's right now.
I have a daughter down here
in my house to prove it, so it's happening right now, and springtime is the best time for Las Vegas time.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Get the best deals from Vegas.com. Now, whether it is spring break, March Madness, NASCAR, the hottest clubs, and EDM events, what is an EDM event? I'm curious.
That is DJ music.
Yeah, that's dance
music.
Electronic
is that like
dance
Dead Mouse 5?
Yeah, Dead Mouse 5. Yes. Nice job, Aoki.
Thank you. Right.
It's not like the Hooters that you're playing in this bed.
No. We're going to do the remix later.
So if you'd like to go to an EDM event with Deadmau5 or Skillet, you should enjoy yourself. Or just a much-needed getaway. Vegas.com is the way to do Vegas because everyone, including Tom Engel. Mike O'Mara's show listener, everyone at Vegas.com lives in Vegas. They work there and they party there. They know the people that set the deals. So the moment prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Vegas.com saves you money on all the hot headliner shows, tours, attractions, VIP bottle service at the top clubs. Everybody, I've been to Vegas a bunch of times, and I know this, that if you are connected and you know the right people out there, it can open doors. Well, you get that at Vegas.com. Now, listen to what they do about the hotel rates here. If your hotel rate drops after you book it, they will tell you so you can rebook, and then Vegas.com will refund the difference. That is a fantastic website. So you got the best price guarantee even after you've paid. Go to Vegas.com right now, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and enter code TMOS to receive an extra 10% off everything but air hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Click on the microphone and get your bonus savings by using secret code TMOS. Book it today. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Yesterday down here in sunny South Florida, the spring break tour for my daughter continued, and it was out to the old ball game.
Isn't that sweet?
Very nice.
Would anybody like the over-under on the amount of time my 19-month son spent inside the Red Sox spring training ballpark?
Who was the crew? Well, who was all there with you?
Okay, everybody that is in the house now. We went with Carla, myself, my daughter Catherine, her friend Anna.
Oh, Anna.
And the little guy. Now, the little guy is 19 months old, so no ticket price, you know? So
he's
included.
You can squeeze him right in.
No problem at all.
Well, who was pitching?
Pitching was Clay Buchholz on the mound for the Boston Red Sox. Ooh. And now this is their first spring training game, so they don't play another team in the Major League Baseball. They play a college boys. So they played the guys a doubleheader with the team from Northeastern and the team from Boston College.
And that's why you were so excited to be there, Mike, is to see the young college boys, right?
Oh, well, you know, we sat right in back of the college boys, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As a matter of fact, before the meltdown occurred, we took my son down behind the dugout, and I have no shame now. Now, I mean, being an elderly father.
You're not elderly.
You're older at worst.
There's no waiting for me to acquire things that I want for my son. I stood with him in my arms, and I said, quote, "So which one of you young college boys wants to give my boy a baseball?"
Oh my God, no.
That's and
just
they
horrible.
Turned around, and... Then they turned back towards the field. Not one of them, except for one.
One guy did?
One of them went down into the dugout, came out, and tossed me a ball.
All you need, one.
And you dropped your son and caught the ball.
And then was the follow-up, which one of you young boys wants to take off their shirts first?
Yeah.
I said, which one of you college boys? It was so funny the way I said that. And they kind of looked at me like... a-hole. And then they grabbed
Why would they do that?
Why would they?
It was, it was big. You know, it was a, maybe it's because it was a college team.
Because little Michael's going to play with that ball.
Yeah.
It's going to be big Mike that's going to play with that ball.
No, little Michael had that in his hand.
Yeah.
And the problem was after letting little Michael stand in front of the seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's game time and you have to restrain him a little bit to sit on a lap, and he's having none of that. I find that the meltdowns, the tantrums occur when we're restraining him. It's just he doesn't want to be still.
He's
19 months. He's like he's a spider monkey.
And the tantrums come when you give something such as the ability to wander and walk and stand, and then it's taken away.
Yes,
because he knows what is not available to him.
He knows that he just wants space. That's what he wants to do. Bliss for him, euphoria for him right now would be to put him in a huge field and let him run. Let him just go wherever he wants. He walked.
Run
him,
and dig and
dig. Do all those things.
Is it different?
He's a good little...
Is it different than what you expected? Did you expect it to go better? Like, did you have some utopian idea that he would just sit there and fall in love with the game and watch hours of baseball?
It's a great question,
you know what,
Joe.
Last year when he was, do the math, do the subtraction, we took him to a Tampa Bay Rays game, a regular baseball game down up at Trop Field, and we took him in there, 5.5 innings.
Nice.
5.5 innings
good.
Where he sat on mama's lap, but he was a little bitty. He wasn't even
walking.
Yeah,
he couldn't walk.
And
he didn't
also,
know about
Mike,
that.
He doesn't care about the college scene. He wants to see the pros play.
He wants to see the pros. No, but the experiment, I thought, and the answer to your question is, foolishly, I thought maybe there was a chance, but not so foolishly that we didn't bring two cars fully with the expectation that if he couldn't handle it, and really the total time was maybe 15, 20 minutes.
So you left the game with him?
No, my wife did.
She doesn't really care about Clay Buchholz.
But she cares
about
college
care
boys.
Clay Buchholz. Daddy stayed behind. And we logged about, they had the starters in. They had all the big guns for the Red Sox, which surprised me. I mean, really, what will probably be the starting lineup for the team. You had your David Ortiz.
Going to be a ring this year, Mike? Are they going all the way?
No.
No, they're good.
They're a good team this year. I think
they're real good. I have many, many questions about this particular team.
Huh.
Many members of this squad, I believe, probably want to spend a little more time on their hair than they do on their swing. That's just my opinion.
Bunch of pretty boys?
I think they've got a lot of guys that seem like they're very comfortable being major leaguers.
They got some chubbies. They got some chubbies this year.
Yeah, see, the chubby, I think, is going to be, you're talking about, of course, the panda.
And Hanley Ramirez. He looks like he's been eating a little bit.
He doesn't look nearly as zoftic as Mr. Pablo Sandoval, known affectionately when he played for the San Francisco Giants as the Panda.
Oh, that's
the
that's
Panda it. Express.
But here's the thing: if I said to somebody yesterday, if Pablo Sandoval, known as the Panda, if he bats 250 and hits 28 dingers, he will be a god in Boston.
Sure.
That's all it will take because he's fat and
what if
he's
he bats
jolly.
His weight?
What's that?
What if he bats his
Hall
weight?
Of Fame?
Bats his weight, Hall of Fame numbers. Yeah. So it was a quick thing, and then I said I leaned back to the girls. We had two seats in front and two seats in back, so it was a little four block. It was not the seats were not all in a row, and I leaned back and I said,
girls, you will be babysitting this evening because I want to have a nice evening with my wife. She will not be happy that she had to leave the game.
You were planning ahead. That's good.
So I planned ahead. I was the Uber husband. Nice. Yesterday. I did a really good job.
Will you try again with him at the ballpark?
Not this year, no.
His season,
no,
he's totally burned that bridge.
No, I mean, there's no point.
Yeah,
I mean,
one strike, O'Mara.
Mm. Yeah, well, no, would you? Would you give it another try? Would you bring him out again?
Oh, why? So you're probably down there with your wife, and then she would have to leave. You'd stay there all alone watching the game. That's not something you want to deal with.
Don't really want to do that. Yeah. And it's not going to happen. And unfortunately,
he's got to earn it, Mike.
Is what it is.
But at what age do you really try to instill the love of baseball into your son?
You know what? I think really, I've not had a son. I've had daughters, so it wasn't that big a deal.
When did your dad take you to a game that you remember? Yeah.
Let me see. Right after I stopped breastfeeding, which was my 16th birthday. Yeah, Sweet 16.
Mike,
it was so many problems with that. It was such a great day.
Yeah, why stop then?
What level?
Probably 13. 10, 10, 11, something like that.
What level was the meltdown? Was it, were people staring at you?
No, because we didn't let it happen. I mean, he's super courteous.
He's super courteous.
I talked on the show about, we had one about 2.5, 3 weeks ago where he didn't want to be where he did when he was a little tired. And so you know it's coming and there's just not going to be, you're not going to be able to do it. And the problem, I think, with parents is that they wait too long in that situation. And we knew it. We planned for it. And Carla gets the credit. I don't get the credit. Carla's like, we're out of here. And that was it. And then I called her after I saw the first half inning. I called her I wanted to see my guys bat through.
How did that call go?
The kid from Northeastern, no hits. It was no hits at all.
You're something of a cunning mimic. Can you imitate the way Carla answered the phone when you called her after an inning of baseball?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can do it. Let me just arrange some things here. I got to turn some things up a little bit here.
I understand. This will help us to understand her mood. Because you know what?
I'm going to do it all for you here. I'm going to turn this down.
All right. Check 1, 2. Okay. This is what it sounded like. Here,
can you turn that mic up just a little bit?
All right. This one right here. All right. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, better.
Am I better now? Does that sound
a little too loud?
That's too loud.
All right. Hold on just a second. Okay. So it went something like this. Here we go.
A little low.
No, that's not the one. God damn it. Hold on a second.
Is she getting her nails done?
Hello? Hello? Mike, I'm fine. We're fine. We're fine. Yeah, we're absolutely fine. Everything's okay. I'm taking him home for a nap. I'm taking him home for a nap now. Yeah, we're already at the car.
Can I help you?
No, you don't need to help at all. Everything's fine. Everything's A-okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That sounds horrifying.
So it went okay.
It's my life, guys. It's reality. It's what I'm dealing with here. And, I'll make it.
It gives you an extra ticket to sell.
I'll be surviving. It'll be great. No, tickets aren't selling very well. They're really not selling very well at all, unfortunately. The whole energy there, they were in last place last year. The Red Sox sucked.
Yeah, because people hate fat baseball players.
Okay. All right, sports guy. All right, Mike Francesco. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more with Rob and Joe from the Rob and Joe Show. We will come back and talk to Rob Spiewak about Robert III and bullying in general.
Yeah.
With the whole Kurt Schilling thing, cyberbullying, your son's getting a little crap.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this because I like what Kurt Schilling did. We'll take a break on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Sleep Number. What keeps you from sleeping your best? Do you sleep too hot? A lot of people do. Yep. Do you have a snoring bedfellow? My wife used to have that as well before I got the
thing on my face.
But I will tell you this, that since I have purchased my Sleep Number and since my mom has purchased her Sleep Number and since many of our listeners have purchased their Sleep Numbers, everybody is sleeping better. Guess what? Sleep Number has an adjustment for all of your sleeping issues, whether you're too hot, whether you snore, all of it. Whether you want to take the roar out of the snore, adjust each side of the bed to the perfect firmness, Sleep Number has innovations designed for your ultimate sleep comfort. This is really the most sophisticated technology in the sleep industry. They know what they're doing. They're always ahead of the curve. Every new Sleep Number bed is available with Sleep IQ technology. They use dual air technology inside the bed. Built-in sensors tell you how you're sleeping. They allow you to make adjustments to optimize your sleep. Sleep Number also has FlexFit adjustable bases with choices you will love. I use the FlexFit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is Mrs. O'Mara prefers to lay flat, even if there's the TV on. I, on the other hand, like to play with it constantly. I'm constantly sitting up, sitting down. I love my FlexFit, and you can get the choices you'll love, like Partner Snore Technology.
Yes!
That is one of their newest technologies.
Very
there.
Cool.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Come in right now and save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed, rated number one by a leading consumer magazine. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to wink.
Nice.
And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
The wink counts.
We thank you for that. I think it was Rob or Joe brought it up right before the show. We were going to talk about I wanted to talk about it yesterday. Kurt Schilling gets on his blog. And I wish I knew the name. It's about his number. I think it's 38.
I'll give it to you right now, Mike. I have it up.
It's the blog that he
38
has.
38 pitches.
38 pitches. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this, that all he was doing was congratulating his daughter on getting into college. I think that's all. And suddenly the cyber a-holes were out there, and they launched some of the most vile, nasty stuff. And Schilling outed a couple of these guys that were the worst offenders, and it kind of speaks to I'd love to see that happen more often because there are so many people that hide behind their laptops and they
it
do
didn't take that much
say terrible things.
It didn't take too much detective work to find out these guys' names, where they worked, where they lived, and you know what? I think this will have a chilling effect.
One guy calls himself Hollywood. I wonder if he's a douche.
Yeah. One of the guys that talked the crap.
One of the guys got outed. Yes, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, Hollywood. They're all out
He must there. Be from L.A. Yeah.
Mike.
He must be in the biz.
Maybe it's Matt Damon.
Could be.
Let's think about this. And, Mike, I'm glad you brought this up, and we'll get to Rob with 2B's story in just a second here. But I, you know, as far as Twitter's concerned and Facebook's concerned, for years now I've always been of the opinion that you just block the person on Twitter
right.
or you would block the person on Facebook. Or delete them off your list, whatever you want to do just to forget about these people that what I would call are trolling you, whether you are out there saying, look, there's something great that happened to me, or you're maybe just venting online. There are always going to be people, especially if you're in the public eye, that are going to troll you. And that happens more often than not. And the way you respond to it depends on where you are in life. That's always what I've said. Now, after I saw what Kurt Schilling did, I said, well, maybe I've been wrong all these years, and all these a-holes, the Hollywoods of the world, have been getting a free pass for being complete a-holes, and maybe it's time for them to pay the
Let
pipe.
Me give well, you just a little bit. Let me give you yes. just a little bit of what he wrote so people
Please.
Know what yeah. we're talking about here, because it's a very long blog, and there's a lot in it. But I skipped ahead a little bit here. It says, the world we live in, while it has changed, the rules honestly haven't in many cases. Twitter, it's here to stay. It's here and is part of a social network this generation has grown up with and will live with. You can turn it off, you can block everyone, or say, I don't let my kids do it. That will not make it go away. It's part of their lives and by relation yours. Go ahead, those of you that are certain your kids don't go on. Google their names. But before you do, be very ready to see and hear things that will stun you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, to me anyway, an offense you punish them over, but it's an incredibly important discussion that needs to happen. And his next paragraph is, I can't believe it's true, but it is. Kids are killing themselves over cyberbullying. Regardless of the psychological reasoning or arguments, do we need any more reason than that to stand up and begin to push for an end and far tougher laws? I don't think we do. He's basing this on some
right.
cyberbullying that his daughter received. So go ahead. I interrupted one
well,
of you guys.
Well, I was going to say to Oscar, what you said is, you know, you're rethinking your stance on it. I think that the dividing line here is that if this had been an attack on Kurt Schilling, he probably could have just shut it down and ignored it.
No. But
the fact is that it's his daughter.
I get that. But this is the problem here. it's not okay for kids. It's not okay for the Kurt Schillings of the world. And I'll say this. It's not because you're an adult and you're a child. That's not the way I'm looking at it. Right. I'm looking at it as if you're going to make threats, you should be held accountable.
Understood.
Because those are threats.
I agree.
I think everyone should have... You can have a screen name, but you can just click on that, and your real name will pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how you can be contacted.
And where you live. Yeah. So they can
say Schilling says, my daughter, my one and only daughter, has worked her ass off playing sports the past 9 to 10 years. She loved it. I've loved being able to watch, both watch and coach along the way. Last week, we were told she'd been accepted to college and will begin playing softball there next year. Clearly an incredibly proud day. And, of course, like any dad in the modern world, I said so. Like I said so, too. Right. I believe I posted it immediately when my daughter got early admission to Mary Washington. I was very excited about it. Now, I've been using computers since 1981. I was a professional baseball player for 22 years. I played 10-plus years in Philadelphia. I played 5 in Boston. I think sports fans will understand why he's referencing that. I shared a locker room with well over 1,000 teammates and played and lived at school a year before doing that. That's all to say I am absolutely aware of social media and how it works. As someone who said about 2.34 billion things he shouldn't have, I get it. With that tweet, I expected a response, some congrats for sure, but absolutely the smart-ass college kid and like, I'm sorry, now he's rambling. But absolutely the smart-ass college kid and like many of them from RS to reply. I'm not sure what he's doing here. After receiving the expected I'll take care of her and can't wait to date her and looking forward to partying with her, he goes on to send the vile ones that I'm not going to read here, the hateful stuff. And then he outs some of these guys, and he put the actual tweets on his blog.
He found their names, which is great. He did some research. Them. Like the mob will always find you.
Yeah.
Right, he found them, he outed them, and now they're paying the price. F them.
And I love that we are talking about this because people need to know that, you know what, you can be found.
I see Joe's Hollywood here. I see the Hollywood.
Oh, my
God. It's not just Twitter, though. It's any comment section of any YouTube video, any column article.
Even newspaper sites.
If it's a woman, you're going to see the C word thrown out.
Of course. Be
the F word if the person is gay. It's just any horrible thing you can say. No matter what the column is about, you know, they're going to have it. Adele wins a Grammy. They're going to all these fat this, F this.
Oh, sorry about that.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, she is fat. So.
No, Oscar, you made that comment. Is that it?
No, I wrote it.
No, it's just I pose this to the whole group. Do we ever fix it? With the anonymity of it?
Thing about anonymity that this proves is that the anonymity that we thought existed maybe in entirety before this is based in laziness. Kurt Schilling is not, he's not War Games. He's a baseball player. He can get on the computer and find these guys. Anyone can do it.
And some of these guys are complete morons because in their profiles, they'll say where they work. And it's not hard because you go through and see people that are tweeting, great day at work today. Yeah. Like, what a great office meeting. Whatever. You can figure out where they work. You can track these people down. This is just the first time that this high profile athlete, whether you love him or hate him, really went out of his way with no regard to what the laws may be.
And no, he just did it.
And just said, you're messing with my family. You're messing with my daughter. Amen. Here you go.
And more power. Look, the guy has a track record of being a gutsy guy. I mean, the way he played the game was a gutsy guy. I don't always like what Kurt Schilling has to say. I disagree with a lot of what he has to say. At the same time, as a father, I would do the same thing. I look at a bigger picture with this, though. Yeah, we can out some of these guys, but it's the culture that we have where we communicate in cyberspace in such a different way than we do when we're in a room together.
Right.
When we're doing a radio show and we're looking at each other's faces, we don't do that. And we're pretty hard-edged based on what we do for a living. But we're much more civil. You've got you would never, ever, ever say anything like this to a human being's face, ever. You just, unless you were, completely on substances,
Joe
or
might.
you'd
be surprised. Yeah, Joe has.
Which is why we've arranged for him to meet Adele.
It just, to me, it is contributing towards a lack of civility in our culture, and it comes out, you say it comes out of laziness, Rob, I say it comes out of pure cowardice. And
but it's both.
I don't want to say also, I don't want to say that I've gotten more of it than you guys, but I've gotten more of it than you guys.
Oh, my God.
And I've been on the receiving end of it like nobody I've ever seen.
What do you want to happen? Interesting.
I mean, I don't want to say like nobody I've ever seen. I've been on the receiving end of this.
Well, because you're the celebrity.
What has always been the way we discuss it. It's always, you can't react to it.
Yeah, block
You can't do that. You know, when I see Photoshop pictures of my son or my daughters, and, you know, it's just, I wanna lash out too. I really, really do. Fortunately, I have blocked enough people where I don't have to worry about on my Facebook account or that kind of thing. My question is, we ever get rid of this kind of garbage that nobody seems to like?
No, it gets too dangerous because of First Amendment. I mean, I'm not really looking for people to curb their speech. I don't mind accountability, but you certainly want people to be able to speak and then be held accountable for that which they say.
What if you threaten somebody?
Well, obviously,
physical harm.
But there's already laws in place about that. If you threaten somebody,
yeah. But how many people think that apply that law to social media? I don't think of it that way.
Well, if you make one human makes a threat to another human, there are already laws in place. And I don't know whether or not they're enforced or not, but there's clearly laws.
I get that, but look, if you get an email from someone that says they're going to take you out, and
is it Hollywood? Because I'm not scared.
It's not Hollywood.
You know what?
Hollywood.
I think what Joe said, I agree with. I think I totally agree with him on freedom of speech. But I also agree with him on accountability. And that's the only thing I am concerned.
I'm very smart.
I think you should be able to say anything, but there should be absolute 100% accountability.
Bitch
you
about
shouldn't
the
be
bonus
able to do
show.
It anonymously. What's that, Austin?
Except bitch about the bonus show. You can't do that.
That's right. We will find you.
You can't do that.
But, you know, accountability is strong. But here it is that this is a step in the right direction. We will probably never do away with this problem of threatening and hatred and hate speak on the internet. But, for example, murder is illegal. Murder still happens. But the fact that if you murder someone and you get caught, you're going to get killed yourself, I tend to think that probably keeps the murder rates down. So if people can be found that they are accountable for what they do, and if they can be found, they can have their feet held to the fire, it's probably going to, if nothing else, reduce the problem. Yeah.
I think it would reduce it dramatically. I think if there, and I mean 100% accountability, like anyone that posted anything online was completely open. You had to be. Yeah. If you're going to throw your opinion out there, that's fine. But you have to put it out there with your name. It has to be put out there. I see no problem whatsoever with that. I also think people can say whatever they want to say. And there are certain people that that do it and certain people that don't. But everything that's ever been said truly vicious about me has been said anonymously.
Isn't the cool thing, though, that a guy like Kurt Schilling has all these resources, just either paid someone to find out who these guys are or just figured it out on his own and just didn't – he had no regard to any sort of ramifications of slander, libel, lawsuits. He said, these guys are the guys, and that's that.
Yeah,
the thing about it is all he's doing is cutting and pasting and putting up their their comments that they had there and saying who they were.
Yeah, it's not
and
subjective. This is who it is. Yeah,
it's who it is, and they said it. And so I think I think Kurt Schilling is a guy that's very opinionated, but I think Kurt Schilling probably has a few people telling him what to do. He might have asked somebody, he said, how much trouble could I get into this? They wrote it. They put it out there, so I don't know.
It's fact.
Know
it's based in fact, so it's, you know, it is what
now,
it is.
Now, you were talking about your son, and is it related at all to
not,
the cyber world?
It's not cyberbullying,
like
but, you know, I had a hard talk
with
him.
It's a huge deal in schools, is it not?
They have the zero tolerance of bullying, which, and I don't have a lot of enthusiasm to anything.
Well, that didn't exist when I was in school.
No.
Yeah. Me neither.
Time to roll Joe today.
No, but the thing is, I don't ever subscribe to zero tolerance because I know there's always a story. There's always got to be shades of gray. But Robert came to me and Carrie this morning very upset. He said, there's a cool kid, a popular kid, that's given him grief because recently Robert, and this is stupid, and he's in sixth grade. It's his first year in middle school.
Age.
It's the worst
horrible
time to be a kid.
Right.
And,
absolutely,
you know, you're in middle school and things are changing as far as even just how you go day to day. He changed his haircut, and I'll give him credit. He chose a great haircut. He went from sort of a mop-toppy, you know, 10-year-old looking kid to having like a grown-up looking haircut. And he looks good. But this,
he looks like Marv Levy now.
Yeah,
he
does.
That's what he said. I'll have the Levy, please.
Marv Levy.
Give me the ML, please. But there's one particular popular kid who keeps on a daily basis accusing him of copying the popular kid and spreading the word, which is not really bullying, but you know, when you're getting
copying the haircut,
yeah, and just copying the way he dresses and stuff like this, and it's just to the tune of, hey, look at this kid, he can't even do anything on his own, he's being me.
Aww.
And Robert is upset. Now Robert, you've met him, you've not, he's a smart kid, he's a sensitive kid, but he's not gregarious like his sister, he's quiet. And he's handling it by saying, you know, please stop. Don't talk to me like this.
Right.
And it's, of course, not
that
working.
That always works.
Because he's given the kid exactly what he wants.
Why
right?
doesn't he go to that kid and ask what haircuts he can get? Well, he considered that.
Well, I actually.
Joe would be the youngster's comedy consultant.
We went
what would you recommend, son?
We went through it all. And actually, what I told, he said, you know, Dad, I don't want you to call his mom and dad because that makes it awkward. I don't want you to go to the school because of the zero tolerance stuff. It becomes a whole thing, and then it becomes worse. So I said, the next time anyone comes up to you and accuses you, let's call him Johnny. His name is not Johnny, but anyone that comes up to you and accuses you of copying Johnny, what you need to say is, oh, I'm not copying Johnny. If I was copying Johnny, I'd be being a jerk. And he paused.
He's gonna get rolled.
No.
Yeah, you're setting. You got if you're going that route,
God.
You gotta tell him to plant his feet.
But
yeah,
no. I mean, but the thing is that was the first.
This
time.
This is the worst advice ever.
Why don't you have him
hold
come
on?
Talk
let,
to
let
us.
Him finish. Let him finish. I want.
He actually smiled at that. And because I think what it is he's thinking that he needs to handle this on his own. And I said, if you really want to win a war with words with these kids, we can win this. This is something I can do. But
can I just offer this one piece of advice here? Is there any chance, this is just my opinion, to have him go down to the principal's office, not mention names, but, you know, allude to the fact that it might be this kid and say to the principal, he asked me to join ISIS.
Also
he said
good.
Something about being radicalized.
Also
what
good.
Does that mean?
Yeah, you know, because there's a lot of sixth grade gang activity in Loudoun County. But it's just, it was for me, it was heartbreaking because you realize what really gets to a kid at that age, at that tough time.
Mr. Principal, there's a kid with amazing hair in the lobby.
Yeah, he's gorgeous and he's popular and he's making things awkward. But, you know, we'll stick with him and we'll see. But, you know, it's just, you know, kids can be asses just like grown-ups.
Well, kids at that age are the supreme ass.
Give him a buzz cut.
Keep us posted on that. I want to see how he's doing, and I don't want to have to fly up there.
Okay.
I really don't.
We know
put
that.
The little bastard in my trunk of my car and take him to the Meadowlands.
Uncle Buck.
Duct tape.
Yeah. Him and a big jar of pomade.
How's your hair look now in that ditch? Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey guys, this is Mickey Cacciola. Please listen to my podcast, It's Mickey, right here on the More Broadcast Network. The good news is we don't have a hack like that Rob Spiewak, and we don't have stalkers crawling about us like Marcus Serta and Steve Mermelstein.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
You got a scheduled thing with Mickey this week, right?
Yeah, we canceled that.
Already?
Well, yeah, it was tomorrow, and the snow is happening. We were supposed to do a live show when he records his. We were going to do it at the same time at the Prime Nightclub in Baltimore where he does it. And last week, someone got stabbed there.
Oh!
So that's where we chose for our live show.
So what was the deciding factor, the blizzard or the bleeding?
There's a combination.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry to jump out there, guys, but this segment of the program is brought to you by Cameron Hughes Wine. And I wanted to go grab the wine. I forgot the number.
Ah,
but there, it is.
There you go.
It's lot 436.
Yum.
There it is.
Boom,
you know
bam.
How much I paid for that? $15 for this phenomenal bottle of wine, lot 436, boys. It's fantastic. It's Cameron Hughes wine. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have a little extra supply, and I bought me 12 bottles of
12?
This.
Wow.
Yes,
nice.
That's right, and my wife's friends came down, and there are none left. No, fantastic. We love Cameron Hughes wine. Their average bottle costs about $15, and those bottles are winning awards, and some are rated over 90 points. It's high-end, fantastic wine priced at everyday drinking prices. Try it, and you will be hooked like we are. Plus, having wine brought to your door sure beats going out to the wine store. I mean, for anybody that buys wine in any amount, you know that it is. I mean, it's the heavy, big, heavy bottles.
What's
that you
the
have
last thing you
want
to do, Mike, is make 12 trips in and out of your car to bring in a case of wine? That's no good.
Exactly. And here's the great thing about Cameron Hughes. Free shipping, people. Visit chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter TMOS. Save a ton of money on shipping and get fantastic wine delivered right to your door. Boom, bam, Oscar Santana.
Boom, bam.
That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS for free shipping. chwine.com. Don't wait. You need to try this wine now. It's amazing, and this offer will not last. We love CH Wine, and you will too.
News.
Hold on. All right. I am running all over the place today, and I don't know what
Mike,
the
a couple
hell is
things.
Wrong.
First yes. off, yes. we mentioned it before, but we didn't get a chance to mention it on the show. Timmy Obiabene passed away. You talked about it on Chad's afternoon show. You talked about it on Big O and Dukes. I just want to take a quick moment and mention it here. You know, a guy that, and I said this yesterday on Big O and Dukes, I'll say it again. In radio, and Mike, you had so much more time with Timmy than we all had here, you and Rob both. In radio, you meet hundreds of people throughout your career, and a handful of them will make an impact. Most of them are complete a-holes, but there are only two or three that really, really are the good guys.
And they resonate.
And they resonate.
They resonate. I remember Timmy from my first day as an intern on the Don and Mike show. He actually participated in a duct taping. He tortured me. He shoved hot dogs down my pants. Bless his heart. And
he's one of the good guys.
And he was one of the good guys. But I can
Rob
still see that
dues,
smile.
Baby. Rob paid his dues.
I can still see that smile. And he was one of the few people, Mike, that was there before we got there and was there after we left. And he was a value to any situation, be it business or social.
Yeah.
He'd bend over backwards to help you and always, always cheerful in the most despicable place on earth. And when I heard that he had passed yesterday, I had to read the post three times because it staggered me. Carrie called me in tears from work, and it's a tremendous loss. And we wish all the best to his friends and family because he really
Oscar
touched a lot of
night.
Lives.
Not fair.
It's not fair.
You know, Timmy, I didn't talk about this on Chad's show or on your show last night, Oscar, but. Timmy waltzed into my life and was a supportive friend of me during a really crappy time in my life. And I really had some great times with him. And then like so many people, you drift apart, and he ended up, I think, in San Diego, California.
Yep.
And you sent him a Christmas card every year. That was the extent of it. But at the same time, when we were there, when we were at the radio station, Timmy was a guy that was a behind-the-scenes guy that loved radio. He loved being a part of that. And he just was I call Rob Spiewak sometime when we're on the road a little joy factory. Timmy was another one of those guys just always wanted
Captain.
To have a great time.
Wouldn't you love to have
Captain.
One more lunch with him? Would be so great. I was going to play this in the audio vault. I think it's more fitting here, though. I went through, and sadly, because our time with Timmy predated when we were doing a lot of stuff on computers, I don't have a lot of audio of Timmy, but I did find one exchange that you shared with him on the old show. And I don't know if anyone remembers this. We used to do a weekly bit called Newsmaker of the Week.
Yes, and that's exactly what it was.
And we would pull somebody that was in the news, and Timmy would portray him based on a horrible script. He would never change his voice. He was just Timmy. And this was one that involved Mike. And dude, Timmy was playing the head of Ted Williams. it was after Ted Williams had passed. And I listened to the entire bit, and I wanted to play you a little bit. So good to hear Timmy's voice again.
Okay, let me talk to my main man, Mike.
Hi, Teddy Ballgame. How are you?
Why do you still root for this sucky Red Sox?
Because I love them.
Hell, son, I gave up on them in the 60s, and I was the manager of the Senators. I mean, can you imagine living anything for the Washington Senators?
No, I can't, Teddy Ballgame.
Then why don't you mention I'm not really Ted Williams' frozen head? I'm Timmy, and I work here, and you make me read these dumb scripts every week. I've probably never been a Hall of Fame because of you.
Hall of Fame. Why do you make me read these terrible scripts? That's the way it goes. Oh, man.
But well, I listened to that whole thing yesterday with tears in my eyes. What a funny, funny man.
Timmy would be really, really happy that that Chad called me yesterday and Oscar called me yesterday, and we did a nice little tribute to him on both shows, and now we're mentioning this, and Oscar once again being a good friend, reminding me to get to it, and I'm not good at it. I don't like it. I don't like talking about it.
I don't either.
I don't like talking about people that should not be gone. It's ridiculous.
And it seems to be more and more frequent. And I said it to Carrie last night. I said, damn it. everybody seems to be dying.
Yeah.
And I guess that comes with getting older, as we all
Lucky
are.
Lucky Bar. Timmy O'Byman and I roll into Lucky Bar together. And,
yeah.
And Timmy was just, you know, showing me around. And I know he was dragging me around because I'll tell you something. I was 25 and I didn't belong in a Euro trash club. I was seriously the square peg in the round hole. And Timmy would roll me up, you know, going, we're going to go over there. Have some good bottle service, Mike. And we'd sit down and he's just really just full of life. Came out to my house a bunch of times for Christmas parties and other get-togethers. And one of the few who actually posted at my home after WJFK. Mm-hmm. And you know what kind of people those are, Rob. The people that hung in there. And Oscar, you know the same thing.
Yeah,
the
I
people
do.
That hung in there with you afterwards. And so safe home, Timmy. And really, great, great guy. And
the best.
He will be missed. Let me get to the news right here.
News.
An abbreviated news today, gentlemen. This is just a few silly little stories for you. A new study ranked the 116 biggest cities in the country from hardest working to laziest.
All right.
Would you like to see what came in dead last? Burlington, Vermont.
Hey, that's
the laziest city.
Isn't that where Marcus Serta is?
From Marcus Serta lives.
The nice. Guy that does a show where other people send in clips and then he has a co-host.
Have you ever really worn a groove in your couch?
Burlington, Vermont, the laziest city. You know, so I feel bad that people will now be calling Burlington lazy, but they're probably still asleep. The study is based on things like the average number of hours people work in a week, their commute times, the employment rate, the number of people with multiple jobs, volunteer hours per capita, and average hours of sleep.
Yes.
That's what they use for the survey.
Sounds awesome, though.
Steve Mermelstein loves to sleep.
All right, let me give you the top five from fifth to first.
All right.
For the hardest working cities, Irving, Texas is number five.
All right.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Really?
Wow. It's weird. I've been in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I'm surprised at that, to be honest with you. Plano, Texas. Okay, you know what this is telling me? This is agricultural.
Yeah.
This
shouldn't
is definitely
like
got
to
be.
Shouldn't it be somewhere up in PA?
Yeah, but they didn't reply to the emails.
Here's the wild card. Go figure. Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Pony.
A lot of military.
Whoa. Number two.
Yeah.
Pony, any insight on that at all? Can you offer any insight whatsoever about Virginia Beach?
Well, everyone's on vacation. Mike is the beach.
Yeah, it's
but
Pony
this is the hardest working.
Thank you for that insight.
Thanks a lot. And the number one hardest working.
Do you ever wonder what show he listens to while
I have
I do
no
the
idea.
Podcast?
That was the worst non sequitur I've ever heard.
It's the beach, duh.
Anchorage, Alaska, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
Yeah, that's number one. Five laziest cities are 5-1. San Bernardino, California. That sounds lazy.
No, I'm not.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Love Baton Rouge. Got some listeners
Red
down
stick.
There. We love it.
Yeah.
Columbia, South Carolina. Hello. Jimmy, you're not going to like this.
Oh, no.
Buffalo, New York.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's why I had to get out and get to St. Martin.
Burlington, Vermont. There
I love
you
it.
Have it. Let me get right to the kicker here because I'm lazy and I'm from Burlington, Vermont. No, a pair of Russian bears purported to have become alcoholics from living outside a Sochi restaurant for 20 years are being offered rehab in Romania. Thanks, everybody. Good night. Thank you all.
Mike, do you remember that movie? I loved it. Rehab in Romania. It was great.
There are drunken people who come to this restaurant, park their cars in front of the bears, and throw things at the animals so that they get drunk. I guess the things,
yes.
Beautiful writing, would be bottles of booze
yes.
that they or beer, and they want the animals
things.
To behave funnily. Funnily.
Funnily.
They're not hibernating. They're just sleeping off that drunk.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, it's a terrible thing to do to the bears, but it's the same thing we do to Rob whenever we go on the road.
Stop it. That's
why after Jimmy's Super Bowl party, Rob spent some time in Romania at the bear rehab facility. We will take a break, come back with a very quick audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony.
Hi, I'm not.
On the current episode of the Tony and Gary Show, Angela Stribling, host of Pillow Talk, is here to talk to us about sex, love, and relationships.
And rock and roll.
And rock and roll. That's right. And she's going to try to help Rob Ford with his dating life.
He needs help.
Yes, he does. Also, the wonder of show tunes. You can hear it all at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Grab a mirror, look at yourself, such a pretty face. You're beautiful. You look even better when you smile.
Smile.
Plus, they say laughter is the best medicine. So why not make yourself look better and feel better? The best way to do it is to subscribe to the 2015 TMOS Bonus Show package. Subscribe for a full year and you will get full access to the 2015 bonus content. I sound like Timmy. Yeah. On-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire anthology at over 25% savings, and it's a great way to support your favorite podcast. All the deets are waiting for you at MikeOmeraShow.com. Just click on the banner ad, TMOS Bonus Packages, and now you can pay with a credit card. Hooray for Matthew Bloom.
Yay, who said, Matt Bloom.
Yeah, everybody's at the beach.
Well, it's vacation.
Why is Virginia Beach one of the hardest working cities on the... Because everybody's at the beach on vacation.
Mike, the real reason is that the people there don't know how to listen to podcasts.
That's true. The TMOS bonus package. Go get them and laugh your way to health. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, March 4, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Do you have anything that you sort of throw costs to the wind and occasionally really treat yourself? For example, I will occasionally go to an expensive restaurant that is, you know, way, way overpriced, but it's a luxury I enjoy. Some people buy expensive wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
GQ, the Gentleman's Quarterly, did a video series called The Most Expensive, and they got one of my favorite entertainers, Mike, 2 Chainz. Do you like the 2 Chainz?
Oh, 2 Chainz.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
And I liked him when he was 1 Chainz. He was a little more mellow.
That was his
early work.
His early work with
before
1 Chainz.
Before he sold out.
And
if people don't remember, he was on the Mod Squad. He's Link.
It's a little singular thing.
I'm so sorry.
I liked it a lot.
So very, very sorry. I know you'd like that one.
All right, so GQ did a series called Most Expensive. If you had 2 Chainz, what do you think would be the most expensive thing he would enjoy?
Oh, right. God. If I'm going to be stereotypical, it'll be a car.
Nope, it was the most expensive joint. What they did is they got gold-dipped rolling papers and filled it with the most expensive cannabis on Earth.
What you got going on right here?
What I got for you right here is the world's most luxurious and most expensive rolling paper. Made out of 24-karat edible gold.
Really?
The plating process is handmade. It has a distinctive taste.
What you got, Doc?
We have canned cannabis.
And how much are these in a can?
This is $100 a can.
Oh,
$800 an ounce.
This is like the caviar of joints. You know what I'm saying?
$800 an ounce in a gold rolling paper. Do you remember when, you know, marijuana
edible
smoking?
Gold is edible gold smokable gold. Thing.
What happens is you're left with golden ash. It doesn't actually burn. It just transforms. But yeah, it's useful when you're using $800 an ounce pot.
2 Chainz.
Yeah, well, you
2 Chainz.
I've known a few people that smoke marijuana, and I know they really apply themselves and keep their eye on the tiger for the best things on earth.
Oh, 2 Chainz.
I got to grow that plant.
Now, Mike, you in the past have been a Van Halen fan. And,
Van Hagar, that's my, I like that version of the band.
Actually, Van Halen is coming out with a live album this month with David Lee Roth.
And 2 Chainz.
Yeah, and 2 Chainz and Golden Rolling Papers, who, like us, David Lee Roth fired by CBS Radio. they recorded themselves in Tokyo last year. I'm not sure Diamond Dave still sounds like he used to.
Found the simple life. Yeah, it was so simple. When I jumped out.
And the thing that bothers me the most, this is not a bootleg. This is the album they're releasing.
Who's that, Morgan Freeman?
This is the album?
Yes!
Is there
this
anybody who's gone from so cool to so not cool? The delta between what he was and what he is now?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Nobody has taken that large of a plummet.
It has a lot to do with his hair, I think.
I think the reason for that is that he just didn't get it. He didn't get it like Sammy Hagar knew he was getting older, transformed himself into kind of
Cabo
a look.
Cabo Wabo, baby.
And Cabo Wabo, just I'm a laid-back guy in my 40s. I'm going out, and then I'm in my 50s, and the transition was easier. I remember when they performed. Remember we saw him up in Philadelphia?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they had like 2 separate sets backstage because David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar couldn't stand
partitions.
Yeah.
There were partitions so that they wouldn't see each other when they took the stage.
And we saw the opening act was they would flip a coin or something as to who would go on first. And we saw David Lee Roth. This is back what, 10 years ago?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he looked absurd. He looked ridiculous.
It was longer
was
than
still,
that. It was like 14 years ago.
He looks like and Joe Pesci.
Yes, he does.
What? That's who he looks like. Yeah. I'm serious. You look a picture of him now.
Yeah, no,
I thought I was seeing so Home Alone 4.
You saw the show where they had both the guys' head. It was only three of those shows, and the entire tour fell apart, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
They completely melted down.
But we had an interview with him that went particularly well when we were on in Philadelphia. Come on out. And so
you went up.
Yeah, it was great. Wow. Real quick, Mike, I know you love cats. Thank God. They finally come out with an album just for cats. This is a song called Spooks Diddy. And what they've done is they've analyzed cats purring, scratching, and meowing. And they can actually use this music to calm cats down in like shelters and stuff. But I've also found a good way to calm a cat down is lethal injection. So they have both of them if you're a dog person or a cat person.
Tomato, tomato.
You know, what are you going to do? That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show's come and gone. Thank you very much, Rob and Joe, the Rob and Joe show.
Thank you, guys.
Plug your appearances one more time. Go ahead. You go first.
Our new episode drops today, Wednesday, robandjoeshow.com. And we've got a lot of comedy shows. Just go to robmeyer.com or joerobinsoncomedy.com. And the murder mystery show, Joe?
Yeah, the big one we want to promote is the murder mystery, which is on March 15th. It stars Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock, myself and Rob and a bunch of other hilarious people, and we're real proud of it. But you go to baltimorecomedy.com, go to the shows tab, you can buy tickets today.
Perfect.
Awesome. We will be discussing that. You guys hanging out for the bonus show this week?
Sure, absolutely.
Cool. We will be discussing the murder mystery in the opening vignette of the bonus show, and we will be giving you our analysis of really what our listeners can expect. Anybody can expect in that show. It should be fantastic. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget the Red Sox contest going on now. If you want to go to a game with me down here in sunny South Florida, send it to redsox@mikeomaraShow.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.